This is episode 2320 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new theme. I can't believe another whole week has gone by, and here we are launching into a new theme for you to focus on all week long. This week, I have something special for you. You are invited to go on a quest. I know that the whole world is so tired of being in a pandemic, and you may feel stuck, like you're finding it hard to keep motivated. So the theme this week is staying motivated when you feel like giving up. So this is going to be a week where I invite you to do something unique, and that is to go on a quest. Many people ask me how I have been able to create a meditation every single day for going on pretty soon 7 years. And the reason why I've been able to continue to record meditations every day through the ups and downs of my own life is because I started this as a quest. I read a book by Chris Gulabu, and in his book, he talks about how he decided to go on a quest to visit every single country in the entire world. His book is called The Happiness of Pursuit. It's a little twist on The Pursuit of Happiness. His book is called The Happiness of Pursuit. So Chris Gulabu loves to travel, and he has a job, he has to work, he is not independently wealthy. So throughout this quest, he saved, he got really good at securing airline miles, and he was able to take time off from his job and eventually visit every single country in the whole world. Now, a quest is something that takes place over time. So as you consider what you would like your quest to be, I encourage you to start by taking this week to evaluate what kind of a quest you would like. And it takes some time to set up going on a quest. It's a journey. So you kind of have to pack for it. You have to get ready and prepare for it. And I'll be sharing with you this week ways to start a quest, as well as how to stay motivated when you feel like giving up. So it's a twofold type of series this week. You might create a quest where you decide to meditate every day for a year without fail, or where you decide to try every herbal tea that's out there. Or in the book that Chris Gulabu wrote, he talks about a mom who also loves to travel but has several kids and can't afford to do it. So what she did is she decided to cook her way through the world. So every single, I believe it was every month, she selected a country, and her whole family would focus on this country. They would learn about it. They would watch a movie about it. They would dress the way that the people in the country dress on the day that they would have their big celebration, where they would cook the meals from the country and they would invite friends over to celebrate with them. They would learn a few words from the language. And it was a fun way to travel their way through a country without being able to travel. That might be a great quest to do now as we are in a pandemic. So whatever your quest is, think about this. What do you feel like is missing in your life? What would add more joy to your life? And what is something you could truly commit to? This is important when you begin a quest, because a quest is for keeps. It's something I hope you'll pursue for a full year, at least. When I started my podcast, I dedicated myself to 1 year. And then after that year came around, I decided that I wanted to keep doing this, whether I had many people listening or I had few people listening. A quest is something you do for yourself, for no one else but yourself. And it's a way for you to tap into your inner truth, some part of you that you want to share or explore or learn more about. So, I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to go on a quest. As you sit down with a spine straight and your eyes gently elevated, begin to notice how you feel today. Notice where you carry this feeling in your body. And notice what you may need. What could you dedicate your time to doing? What would be exciting and fun and nurturing? What could add a little spice to your life? Begin to notice your breath. Each inhale and exhale through your nose. This is your vital life energy. Open up to the possibilities of beginning something new in your life. Listen to your heart. What is it revealing to you? I'd love to hear about your quest. How will you begin this quest? How will you prepare for it? What will you need? What's the first thing you could do to begin your quest? Even to research what you could do as a quest. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, opening up to new possibilities in your life, feeling your heart relax, feeling yourself become excited and motivated. Allow yourself to sit and meditate for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Always end your meditation at that point where you could meditate just a little bit longer. End it on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.